As part of National Walkout Day yesterday, high school students in Syracuse organized a rally to remember the victims of the Parkland, Florida shooting and support more gun control. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, some educators hope the movement will create more politically engaged students.
Saoirse Murphy Collins, a junior at Nottingham High School, helped organize yesterday's protest in the school's gym.
The problem with gun violence is a really big issue in this nation, and we're trying to get it under control so more students don't die and people get hurt.
Lucian DeNevers, a sophomore at Nottingham, says no one should have to go to school and be afraid that there could be a shooting.
You know, in this country, there's lots of people that have too many guns and have guns that they don't really need, and we just want to do something to help change that. I would like our congressmen to do something about it, and AR-15 ban, something like that. Get out of the pocket of the NRA.
Beth Ferry, a professor of inclusive education and disability studies at Syracuse University, says similar calls for gun control and policy changes have followed other high-profile shootings. But she says this one feels different because it's being led by students themselves.
Here you see, you know, really articulate and politically astute students demanding the future they deserve.
Ferry says students in Syracuse can identify with students in Parkland who probably never thought a shooting could happen at their school. And she says students want political leaders to use their power to change gun laws. Some states are answering those calls, like in Florida. Ferry says she was disappointed that some schools in central New York where students were planning protests closed yesterday due to the weather, because she says the protests are a teachable moment.
I think it's an opportunity to talk about civic engagement, to talk about political change and how it happens and what are the responsibilities of citizenship. How can people make change? How can we have a voice in government?
Nottingham High School and the Syracuse City School District approved of the students' protest on Wednesday, and voter registration sheets were made available to students 18 years old. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.